15, Brock. Unther.
So you guys dig up dinosaurs?
Wow.
Today, cloudy. Partly cloudy. Chance for rain in the afternoon. High of 78 tonight. More clouds, more rain. Low of 65. Saturday, partly sunny. Chance for some rain. High of 84. Sunday, partly sunny. Chance for rain. High of 86. Whatever.
The weather today, the old man is snoring.
Classic. Classic. All right, it's 8:16. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Let's see. I'm not going to read that one because it's going to make me mad.
Come on, let's get you angry.
Here we go.
Is this it?
No, this is this one.
Well, at least tell us what was going to make you angry.
No, the other one was about that tree getting cut down.
Oh, and
I'm going to go on a rant. I've ranted enough this morning.
Yeah,
so.
It does suck.
I guess this robber was more concerned with being successful than looking cool, which is not what you'd expect nowadays in the social media era that we live in. A guy robbed a 7-Eleven in Chesapeake, Virginia last week. And he covered his face with a baby T-shirt with two tiny eye holes cut in it. So he just took a shirt, a baby shirt, cut two little eye holes, pulled it over his head. You can see from the surveillance shot that he has his head poking through. Dude.
You know, I never understood. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Dude, some criminals are just morons. Just morons. You know what I never got though with the criminals and them stealing stuff from gas. Why are you going for gas stations and 7-Elevens? Like you're not even guaranteed. Like you don't know if there's any money in that.
There usually isn't. They usually don't. Or right. Anything else big they have in a safe, and the cashier does not know the combination for the safe.
It's like you're gonna risk going to jail, a criminal record, for potentially for a 20.
Yeah. Look at that, dude. That is brilliant. You can see his bald head sticking out of the top of the...
That's funny, dude.
To be fair, though, the cops are still trying to track him down, so yeah. It must have been a pretty effective mask. All right, I'm gonna post that on Facebook. Give me like a minute here, and I'm going to get that posted because you guys are just going to love this. So I guess if you're going to rob a place, get a baby shirt. Go to Baby Gap.
Yeah, right. You know?
Get a shirt and a pair of scissors.
Sir, you're not going to rob any store with that shirt, are you?
Hey, that better be for a baby and not for your mask when you're being a robber.
Because if you are, you should get an extra large because you got a big head.
Just saying, if it is, either you have a fat baby or you're going to rob a store.